We're going to stay in California for our next story and keep it retro. Set the Wayback Machine for the summer of 1964. New York and San Francisco saw the first big student protests against the Vietnam War. The entire country was infected with Beatlemania. And here in Los Angeles, the biggest hit of the summer was also a major cultural breakthrough. The premiere's version of Farmer John would hit number 19 on the national charts. It was also one of the first mainstream rock hits by a Mexican-American band. And as NPR's Becky Sullivan reports, that made it a momentous twist on a classic formula of early rock and roll.
Before we get to the premieres, actually, I should explain that like a ton of other hits in the 50s and 60s, the original Farmer John sounded totally different from the one that blew up. Farmer John, I'm in love with your daughter. Don Harris and Dewey Terry were two black musicians who made up the R&B duo Don and Dewey. They wrote and released the original Farmer John in 1959. I dig the way she walks, the way she talks. She really knocks me out, she starts me to shout. Whoa. Now, the standard story behind a lot of early rock and roll hits goes like this. A black musician does a song, it's great, then a white musician covers it, and it's the white version that becomes the huge hit. Here's an example that's germane to this story. This song was written by the black performer Richard Berry. Louie, Louie, well, me gotta go. But the version you probably know is by a white band called the Kingsmen. The Kingsmen's Louie, Louie came out in 1963. It was huge, and it immediately caught the attention of a 23-year-old Angelino named Billy Cardenas. Billy was an East LA guy trying to make it as a record producer. He'd been trying to come up with a good way to redo that Don and Dewey song, Farmer John.
Farmer John. Because I danced to it a lot, and I used to do a lot of swing dancing. And that was a song that was complete as far as its beat and swing.
But he thought he could make it even better. The Kingsmen's Louie Louie had a great guitar sound in this catchy three-chord pattern. So Billy proposed the idea of combining it with Don and Dewey's Farmer John to his newest group, the Premieres. Here's the thing. The Premieres weren't white. They were Mexican-American. And like a lot of early Chicano rock bands, they were just a handful of teenage kids. Two brothers and two of their friends. They'd been playing a mix of pop covers and traditional Mexican tunes at neighborhood parties in their east side suburb of San Gabriel. They'd gotten so popular there, their mom hired Billy as a manager. The Premieres liked the idea of a Farmer John Louie Louie combo, so the guys practiced the song for a few days, then Billy drove them to Hollywood to record it, adding in some canned crowd noise to make it sound like a live performance. He even put himself in this silly intro to the song.
Has anybody seen Kosher Pickle Harry?
No!
If you see him, tell him that Herbert is looking for him.
Who's Harry?
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, here we go. The Premieres!
Billy had a good feeling about it.
You put in the ingredients, like when you cook, you put up all the ingredients, you know, and you hope that it's going to be a good tasting pie. Well, this was a good sounding piece of pie.
At the time, Chicano civil rights and Chicano rock were exploding in California. But this was 1964, still 2 months before Lyndon Johnson would sign the Civil Rights Act. For white performers, there was no trouble at all finding success in covering black musicians' songs. But Mexican-Americans were having a harder time with that formula. Other songs like Tequila and La Bamba had been hits, but they were almost always either instrumental or sung in Spanish. Record companies just weren't convinced yet that Chicano bands like the Premieres could really play and sing in English.
First time I went to a particular record company, they told me, no, we won't even listen to it because we don't put Mexican records in radio. I said, it's not a Mexican record. You misunderstand. They play rock and roll.
But no dice. So the Premieres released Farmer John on a small L.A. label. Local DJs like Huggy Boy and Art LeBeau had huge Latino followings, and they played Farmer John constantly. Billy says it wasn't long before the big labels saw the potential.
Warner Brothers called to pick up the master. 30,000 records sold in the first week.
It took off. Less than a month later, the premieres were on national TV on American Bandstand.
And this, of course, I guess is certainly one of the hottest records of the last few weeks. Ladies and gentlemen, here are the premieres with Farmer John.
Farmer John spent over 2 months on Billboard's Hot 100, peaking at number 19. And it's lived on well after its exit from the charts. In the UK, a musician and artist named Billy Childish was just 4 when the song came out. He doesn't remember hearing it until the 80s. But even 20 years after its release, he was taken with it.
It's well played, well sung, well produced. Everything about it is sublime.
Billy Childish wanted to pay homage to Farmer John, but he didn't want to do just a straight cover. So instead, he wrote a song called Davy Crockett. It even included a tribute to that hokey intro that Billy Cardenas recorded.
Hey, Billy, if you see Davy, tell him Calamity Jane's looking for him.
There's no point doing a bad version of Farmer John when you can do a great version of Davy Crockett. Pretty much like the producer who decided he might as well do a great version of Farmer John rather than a substandard version of Louie Louie. Because all you got to do is throw your own bit in the mix and you're away.
Oh, Davy Crockett, what you got in your pocket?
Billy Childish told me he thinks modern pop music is too produced, too obsessed with perfection.
Because when you hear things like Farmer John, you know that's what it was. Farmer John is impressive because it's not impressive.
Farmer John's progeny is definitely impressive. It's been covered dozens of times, from this Billy Childish take to a grungy cover by Neil Young, and even a Christmas version by the Sonics called Santa Claus. And its legacy goes beyond even that. Though the premiere's run ended when 2 of the 4 members were drafted and sent to Vietnam, their producer Billy Cardenas says the hit alone was momentous enough.
Farmer John was the beginning of a lot of things for Hispanics in East L.A.
And across the country. The next year, Chicano bands would release the classics Wooly Bully and 96 Tears, and another even toured with a little group called the Beatles, opening for them at Shea Stadium. Becky Sullivan, NPR News.